when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Wow, what could sound more monumental than that? That was Nelson Riddle and his orchestra doing the instrumental theme to Oklahoma, of course. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating in the almost close to March 31st, 75th anniversary of Oklahoma, Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, listeners, if you've stayed with us from the very beginning, it's been more than 7 years now, over 250 episodes, you were probably always wondering, you know, but what's the use of wondering? When would we get to Oklahoma? Well, this seems to be the appropriate week and the appropriate month because we are quite nigh of the 75th anniversary of this landmark show opening at the St. James Theater, March 31st, 1943. And today's a great day to take a little ramble through the meadows and take a look at this wonderful, wonderful show with its charms that never cease to amaze and provoke and move us. Well, one of the most extraordinary things about Oklahoma, as you all probably know, is when the curtain went up, it wasn't this big group number about cowboys and farmers feuding and fighting and horses and circuses and your father's mustache, who knows what else. It was a very serene lady, Aunt Ella, as it turns out, sitting on the front porch, looking out into the meadow, churning butter, when we heard this incredible, beautiful voice, like the voice of the morning, as Hammerstein says, coming from the wings. That, of course, was Alfred Drake, and let's enjoy it once again.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye. and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads when they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
And what a beautiful afternoon. Spending it with Rodgers and Hammerstein's classic score to Oklahoma. Of course, this was the first show that Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote together. They knew each other for decades, but certainly in the 20s and 30s and into the 40s, Rodgers was working with Larry Hart as lyricist, and Oscar Hammerstein worked with a bunch of people, mostly Jerome Kern, Sigmund Romberg, and fate threw them together in ways we'll talk about in a moment. When Oklahoma burst upon the scene, it was the height of, you know, American music, really, the radio and sheet music, and everybody immediately glommed onto the score, so much so that a lot of popular covers were made of it. And this is one of the most popular by Frank Sinatra. And the Pied Piper's singing, of all things, a strange song about a buggy with upholstery. Why would that be a hit song? Well, in the hands of Rodgers and Hammerstein and Frank Sinatra, it was.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through their shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down, in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top. On the top.
Yes, the wind will whistle as we rattle along. The cows will moo in the clover. The river will ripple out a whispered song and whisper it over and over.
Two bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to stop
in that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. That funny little Surrey that never wants to stop.
Finest little rig in the city.
If you don't go along, what a pity. In the Surrey with the fringe on top.
Number two on your hit parade, 1944, Frank Sinatra. Well, one of the genius things about Rodgers and Hammerstein's adaptation of Green Grow the Lilacs, the 1931 play that Oklahoma was based on, was the way they, in one way, very much treated the central relationship, this triangle between Curly, an amorous cowhand, and the young lady Lori, who's quite self-possessed, who he has a crush on, but she also lives a little bit in the shadow of Judd Fry, this rather brutal farmhand, and, as they say, can't really make up her mind which of the two swains she wants to attach herself to, although we in the audience know, of course, that we want her to wind up with Curly, hard-working Curly, though he is. One of the other things, though, that they knew they had to kind of expand the story and come up with a subplot. And what really knocks me out is, it was years before I realized this, the character of Will Parker, who's this sort of other sort of bumptious, a fun-loving guy who's sweet on Ado Annie, was created completely for Oklahoma. Doesn't exist in the source material at all. So Oscar Hammerstein created him out of whole cloth, and here is Will Parker regaling the folks in the Oklahoma Territory about how everything is up to date in Kansas City.
I got to Kansas City on a Friday. By Saturday I learned a thing or two, 'cause up to then I didn't have an idea of what the modern world was coming to. I counted 20 gas buggies going by their cells almost every time I took a walk. And then I put my ear to a bell telephone and a strange woman started in to talk.
What next?
Yeah, what?
What next? Everything's up to date in Kansas City. They've gone about as far as they can go. They went and built a skyscraper 7 stories high, about as high as a building ought to grow. Everything's like a dream in Kansas City. It's better than a magic lantern show. You can turn the radiator on whenever you want some heat. With every kind of comfort, every house is all complete. You can walk the privies in the rain and never wet your feet. They've gone about as far as they can go.
Yes, sir, they've gone about as far as they can go.
Everything's up to date in Kansas City. They've gone about as far as they can go. They got a big theater they call a Burlicue. For 50 cents you can see a dandy show. One of the gals is fat and pink and pretty, as round above as she was round below. I could swear that she was padded from her shoulder to her heel. And then she started dancing, and her dancing made me feel that every single thing she had was absolutely real. She went about as far as she could go.
Yes, sir, she went about as far as she could go.
About as far as I can go.
Yes, sir, and that's about as far as she can go.
What you doing now, Will?
Well, this here's called ragtime. I seen a couple of actors doing it.
Don't like it.
Oh, Will, I do.
Thank you.
That was Gene Nelson with a little vocal assist from Charlotte Greenwood from the 1955 blockbuster film of Oklahoma. I love Gene Nelson in that movie, and it's funny the way the world works. I guess I knew Gene Nelson first from playing the original Buddy in Follies. It wasn't until years later I knew he was in this thing called Oklahoma. Well, one of the great formats that Rodgers and Hammerstein sort of set in stone with this show was the idea of having a wonderful comic subordinate couple, secondary couple, and sort of play off and refract and reflect the main romantic couple. And maybe the greatest creation they ever had musically was Ado Annie. And Ado Annie definitely is as carefully as Laurie tries to make up her mind and not go with any one particular guy, Ado Annie has the opposite problem. She, of course, can't say no. Here is the wonderful Christine Ebersole from a 1979 Broadway revival of Oklahoma.
It ain't so much a question of not knowing what to do. I know what's right and wrong since I've been 10. I heard a lot of stories and I reckon they are true about how girls are put upon by men. I know I mustn't fall into the pit, but when I'm with a feller, I forget. Just when I'll say nix, when a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss them back. I'm just a fool when lights are low. I can't be prissy and quiet. I ain't the type that can. What you gonna do? Supposing that he says that your lips are like cherries or roses or berries. What you gonna do? Supposing that he says that you're sweeter and cream and he's gotta have cream or die. What you gonna do when he talks that away? Spit in his eye? I'm just a girl who can't say no. Can't seem to say it at all. I hate to disappoint a beau when he is paying a call. For a while I act refined and cool, I'm setting on the velveteen settee. Then I think of that old golden rule and do for him what he would do for me.
Should a woman who is healthy and strong blubber like a baby if her man goes away? A weeping and a wailing, how he done her wrong. That's one thing you'll never hear me say. Never gonna think that the man I lose is the only man among men. I'll snap my fingers to show I don't care. I'll buy me a brand new dress to wear. I'll scrub my neck and I'll brush my hair and start in over again. new face will please my eye. Many a new love will find me. Never have I once looked back to sigh over the romance behind me. Many a new day will dawn before I do. Many a light lad may kiss and fly. A kiss gone by is bygone. Never have I asked an August sky, where has last July gone? Never have I wandered through the rye, wondering where has some guy gone? Many a new day will dawn before I do. And fly. A kiss gone by is bygone. Never have I asked an August sky, where has last July gone? Never have I wandered through the rye, wondering where has some guy gone? Many a new day will dawn. Many a red sun will set. Many a blue moon will shine before I do.
That was a great cabaret singer, Terrell Sherman, doing her own take on Laurie's persistent way of maintaining her own independence in Oklahoma. Oklahoma has reached audiences in every possible venue around the world, and here's a version that brings together, well, a now quite famous movie star from Down Under in Australia, who really made his signature role playing Curly in a production in England's Royal National Theatre in 1998. I'm talking, of course, of The Greatest Showman, the boy from Oz himself, Hugh Jackman. It's a shame that Hugh Jackman hasn't done more musical theater because he's so talented at it. But here is a terrifically open and febrile and playful version of People Will Say We're in Love from that 1998 Royal National Theater production of Oklahoma with Hugh Jackman.
Why do they think up stories that link my name with yours?
Why do the neighbors chatter all day behind their doors?
I know a way to prove what they say is quite untrue. Here is the gist, a practical list of don'ts for you.
Some people claim that you are to blame as much as I. Why do you take the trouble to bake my favorite pie? Granting your wish, I carved our initials on the tree. Just keep a slice of all the advice you give so free. Don't praise my charm too much. Don't look so vain with me. Don't stand in the rain with me. People will say we're in love. Don't take my arm too much.
Let go.
Don't keep your hand.
At your jokes. Well, I laugh at Hugh Jackman's. And that was also Josefina Gabriella in that production. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, brought to you through the good graces of the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. And what better time to look at this great classic by Rodgers and Hammerstein, Oklahoma, than on the very cusp of its 75th anniversary. It opened March 31st, 1943 at the St. James Theater. One of the remarkable things about Oklahoma is people say it was the first cast album ever recorded. No, not true, not true by a long stretch of the imagination. But it opened in the middle of a musician strike. And everyone was dying to hear the music, but the only way you could really kind of hear it was Bing Crosby or Sinatra sang it a cappella on the radio, backed up by a glee club, because the musicians weren't allowed to play on the recording. And it wasn't until late November, early December, that Decca finally broke the musician strike itself and recorded the original cast album, which wasn't the whole show. It was only 12 songs, many of them cut and edited, etc. But it became such a monumental souvenir, because people want to know all about Oklahoma, that even as an album of six heavy 78s wrapped in brown cardboard, it became the number one selling recording in Christmas 1943. So that being said, let us switch back to the original cast. Two chums in real life, Alfred Drake and his buddy Howard Da Silva, who really was on the first cast album ever. That was Cradle of Rock, but that's another story. Poor Judd is Dead from Oklahoma.
Poor Judd is dead, poor Judd Fry is dead. All gather round his coffin now and cry. He had a heart of gold, and he wasn't very old. Oh, why did such a fella have to die? Poor Judd is dead, poor Judd Fry is dead. He's looking oh so peaceful and serene.
And serene.
He's all laid out to rest with his hands across his chest. His fingernails have never been so clean. Poor Judd is dead, poor Judd Fry is dead. His friends will weep and wail for miles around.
Miles around!
The
daisies in the dell will give out a different smell, because poor Judd is underneath the ground.
Poor Judd is dead, a candle lights his head. He's laying in a coffin made of wood.
Wood.
And folks are feeling sad, 'cause they used to treat him bad. And now they know their friend has gone for good.
Good.
Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head.
He's looking all so purdy and so nice. He looks like he's asleep. It's a shame that he won't keep. But it's summer, and we're running out of ice.
Poor Judd. Poor Judd. The floor creaks, the door squeaks, there's a field mouse a nibbling on a broom. And I sit by myself, like a cobweb on a shelf, by myself. There's a moon in my window, and it slants down a beam across my bed, and the shatter of a tree starts a dancing on the wall, and a dream starts a dancing in my head, and all of the things that I wish for turn out like I want them to be, and I'm better than that smart aleck cowhand who thinks he is better than me. And the girl that I want ain't afraid of my arms, and her own soft arms keep me warm, and her long tangled hair falls across my face just like the rain in a storm. The floor creaks, the door squeaks, and the mouse starts a nibbling on the broom. And the sun flicks my eyes, it was all a pack of lies. I'm awake. Dream about her arms no more. I ain't gonna leave her alone. Going outside, get myself a bride. Get me a woman to call my own.
That was a monumental piece of writing by Rodgers and Hammerstein. That was Judd's solo lonely soliloquy, of course, Lonely Room. Left off the original recording. It was recorded by Alfred Drake some months afterwards in a volume 2 after Howard De Silva went back to California. And that is Shuler Hensley from that Royal National Theatre production brilliantly performing that number. I think that's the best rendition ever of that fantastic song. Well, we're getting to the end of Act 1 of Oklahoma. Many, many songs in Act 1, like 2.5 in Act 2. But there you have it. Here's a beautiful song that Lori sings about the man she wants to be, the man she wants in her life, and it segues in the show into the fantastic Act 1 ballet. Lori makes up her mind. Here we will segue from Karen Allison into the phenomenal saxophone stylings of Coleman Hawkins. Out of My Dreams, from the end of Act 1 of Oklahoma.
Out of my dreams and into your arms, I long to fly. I will come as evening comes to a waiting sky. Out of my dreams and into the hush of evening shadows, when the mist is low and stars are breaking through, then out of my dreams I'll go into a dream with you.
I think that recording is just sublime. It's one of my favorite jazz covers ever. You know, one of the things when we think about The Score to Oklahoma and we remember the characters, we remember things like People Will Say We're in Love or Surrey with the Fringe on Top. And then there's songs like Many a New Day or Out of My Dreams that, you know, don't really get that kind of pop coverage. But boy, are they good. Boy, are they. They're so roomy and so filled with emotion. You can just stretch them so many different ways. I just love them. I mentioned earlier that the quote-unquote first original Broadway cast album of Oklahoma was only 12 songs. They had to leave a few out. Back then, no one seemed to care, except Oklahoma was such a big, big hit, they went back into the studio about 13 months later and recorded three of the songs that didn't make it. This is one of those songs. It's from a 1979 recording, but I always love it. It's The Farmer and the Cowman, which opens up the second act and just shows you the great humor and the great characters and the great way in which Rodgers and Hammerstein captured these people yearning to find civilization and meaning in their lives. I just love it. Farmer and the Cowman.
Should be friends. Oh, the farmer and common should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, other likes to chase a cow. That's no reason why they can't be friends. Cowboy folks should stick together, cowboy folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance to the farmer's daughters, farmers dance to the rancher's gals.
Cowboy folks should stick together, cowboy folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance to the farmer's daughters, farmers dance to the rancher's gals.
I'd like to say a word for the farmer.
Well, say it.
He come out west and made a lot of changes.
That's right. He come out west and built a lot of
our cattle ranges.
That's right.
Why don't you dirt scratchers go back to Missouri where you belong?
We got just as much right here.
Amen. Shut up. The farmer is a good and thrifty citizen.
He's thrifty, all right.
No matter what the comment says or thinks, you seldom see him drinking in a bar.
That's right.
Unless somebody else is buying drinks.
Oh, the farmer and the common should be friends. Oh, the farmer and the common should be friends. The common ropes a cow with ease. Farmer steals her butter and cheese. That's no reason why they can't be friends.
And stony.
That's right.
He rides for days on end with just a pony for a friend.
I sure am feeling sorry for the pony.
The farmer should be sociable with the cowboy. If he rides by and asks for food and water, don't treat him like a louse. Make him welcome in your house.
But be sure that you lock up your wife and daughter.
Who wants an old farm woman anyhow?
Break it up, you two old fools. All right, Andrew, sing it. Dum-da-dee-dum-dum-dum.
The farmer and the common should be friends.
All right, everybody.
The farmer and the common should be friends.
That's right, sing it.
One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow. That's the reason why they can't be friends.
And when this territory is a state and joins the union just like all the others, the farmer and the common and the merchant must all hate themselves and act like brothers.
I'd like to teach you all a little saying and learn these words by heart the way you should. I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be damned if I ain't just as good.
I don't say I'm no better.
Have to be a little more standoffish when fellers offer you a buggy ride.
I'll give an imitation of a crawfish and dig myself a hole where I can hide.
I heard how you was kicking up some capers when I was off in Kansas City, Mo.
No!
I heard some things you couldn't print in papers from fellers who've been talking like they know.
I only did the kind of things I oughta, sorta. To you I was as faithful as can be. For me, them stories about the way I lost my bloomers, rumors, a lot of tempest in a pot of tea.
The whole thing don't sound very good to me.
Well, you see,
I go and sow my last wild oat. I cut out old shenanigans. I save my money, don't gamble or drink in a back room down at Flanagan's. I give up lots of other things that a gentleman never mentions. But before I give up any more, I want to know your intentions. With me, it's all or nothing. Is it all or nothing with you? It can't be in between. It can't be now and then. No half and half romance will do. I'm a one-woman man, home-loving type, all complete with slippers and pipe. Take me like I am or leave me be. If you can't give me all, give me nothing. And nothing's what you'll get from me.
Not even something.
Nothing's what you'll get from me.
It can't be in between.
Uh-uh.
It can't be now and then.
No half and half romance will do.
Would you build me a house all painted white, cute and clean and pretty and bright?
Big enough for two, but not for three.
Supposing that we should have a third one,
he better look a lot like me.
The spitting image.
He better look a lot like me.
Bump. Little abrupt ending. That was Gloria Graham and Gene Nelson from the 1955 movie. Gloria Graham supposedly was so unused to singing in a movie that they actually had to do like cut and paste like 33 different takes to get that. But she's still pretty charming and fun. Well, Oklahoma is still charming and fun after 75 years. It's, what can I say? It was a revolution, and it hasn't stopped providing enjoyment and entertainment and real depth to audiences around the world ever since. It's surprised me that it took us this long to get to it, but, you know, all things come to he who waits. There's a story that when the show was out of town, and this was in the dark, dark days of World War II when we were just losing everywhere around the globe, the producer asked Oscar Hammerstein to write a song. She said, just write something about the land. And he said, what do you mean? She said, I don't know, something about the land. And he incorporated the dreams, I think, of all Americans, pioneers, settlers, urban dwellers, whatever, a plot they can call their own, where they can put their values down, raise a family, and increase and multiply. And what song sums that up better than the title number from Oklahoma? Here is the original cast, led by Alfred Drake and Jan Clayton, to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say,
yo!
Hi-yip-hi-yo-yay! We're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Smells sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I, every night we sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
Every
eye, every eye, every eye, every eye, every eye. And when we say,
Orca, Orca, Orca.
We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, I-yip-I-O-E-A, we're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.